Shocked residents in this city of some 1 million people watched the aftermath of what authorities said was a Russian airstrike. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky expressed outrage that a residential building and the train station were among the damaged sites in Dnipro. The United Nations Children's Agency, UNICEF, said among the several people killed here were three children, aged 6, 8 and 14. It added that minors were also part of the reported casualties in a deadly attack in Kherniv in northern Ukraine earlier this week, which reportedly damaged a hospital and educational institution. UNICEF said that the waves of deadly attacks are intensifying across the country and that children continue to pay the highest price for this war. The agency said the United Nations estimates that at least close to 2,000 children have been killed and injured since the escalation of the war 2 years ago. However, UNICEF said the figure is likely higher as the number only includes the United Nations verified reports. As he visited the city of Dnipro, hit by the latest Russian airstrike, Ukrainian President Zelensky said that Ukraine's allies should rush in more air defenses to his war-torn nation. Zelensky said Russian missiles also struck the Black Sea port of Pivdeni in the southern Odessa region on Friday afternoon, destroying grain storage facilities and the food inside. Yet, despite the lack of air defenses, Kyiv claimed its military shot down the Russian Tu-22 M3 strategic bomber from a distance of 308 kilometers or 191 miles after he took part in the long-range deadly airstrike that hit Dnipro. Moscow claimed the aircraft suffered a technical malfunction when it came down in Russia's southern Stavropol region. Authorities said four aircrews ejected, with one dead, two rescued and another missing. Russia acknowledged, however, that it came under attack from dozens of Ukrainian drones Friday night and into Saturday morning, including over the Belgorod, Bryansk, Kursk, Tula, Smolensk, Ryazan, Kaluga and Moscow regions. Various reports suggested Ukraine mounted a wave of attacks on Russian electrical and petrochemical facilities. One of the attacks left an oil facility burning in Kardimovo, about 100 kilometers or 62 miles from the Ukrainian border. Russian officials claimed Ukrainian drones also attacked an electrical substation in the Bryansk area, about 50 kilometers or 31 miles inside Russia. Moscow claimed all the drones were shot down, and local authorities said falling debris caused the damage. But those claims were difficult to verify independently. And with the war ongoing, so does the suffering, including here in Dnipro. For Worthy News Radio, I am Stefan J. Boss, reporting.